Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.
A blessed good day to one and all, and welcome to another edition of Let's Talk Business with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. My name is Tahir Bulbulia, and as usual, I am your host for this very important program. Today, we'll be discussing the Barbados' Chamber of Commerce and Industry's annual Power Summit event. It was in recognition of International Women's Day, and as we know, women are definitely taking over leadership positions. You're seeing more CEOs of organizations being women, and they are just shifting mindsets and transformation globally. The platform and the summit was for to support the growth and development of women in the business sector. And joining me today is Executive Director of BCCI, Ms. Michelle Oban Clark, and Joyanne Carter, who's a member of the BCCI Marketing Committee and the Director of Food and Consumer Acado Barbados. So this initiative was held at the LESC, and it was definitely an exciting summit for all the persons attending it. I did see it on social media. There was lots of publicity around it. So we're going to jump straight into the conversation now with Misha and Joyanne. Misha, what was the background? What was the purpose of this Power Summit?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and welcome also to my co-host, Joyanne. So since it was launched in 2022, the Power Summit has evolved as and not just as a platform to facilitate dialogue and mentorship and strategic networking for women in business, but it has evolved into an event that makes a tangible and meaningful impact. This year, the Barbados Chamber partnered with the International Women's Forum, Barbados chapter, to use the Power Summit as a platform for social transformation. So participants were invited to support the IWF Suited for Success initiative by donating suits, blazers, dresses, and other corporate clothing for young women who are entering the workforce for the first time. I can tell you that close to 200 pieces of clothing and shoes were collected for this Suited for Success initiative from the participants who attended the summit, and this initiative will support the work of the Ministry of the Division of Youth in preparing young women across Barbados for the world of work. So I'd just like to say that on behalf of the IWF and BCCI, we really just want to thank the women who made the donation towards this important social initiative. And we, as a chamber, remain committed to doing this again next year as part of the annual Power Summit.
And this is good. And as you mentioned, the power of women, power of females, the importance of women motivating. I've said previously that women are the bedrock to build strong communities and to build strong generations. So Joyanne, why was this so important for you? You're a member of the marketing committee and you have your own business. How did the summit benefit you?
Thanks very much, Tahir, for having me. And thanks, Misha, as well, for being on the session with us today. For me, this really gave me an opportunity to discuss experiences that we have as women leaders, whether it be in corporate or the entrepreneurship world. Talk about some of our unique challenges that we may face within society as leaders. It allowed us to really focus in on the need for diverse voices to push for change, equality, and inclusivity in all that we do within the realm of business here in Barbados and beyond. Because to hear, you know, we are all leaders in our own rights, whether it is that we have a professional title that speaks to leadership, or whether it is that we just lead ourselves, our families, teams, you know, all of our opinions and ideas really make an impact. So having a summit such as the Power Summit really brings us all together to be able to share in those conversations and dialogues and impart important knowledge on others to bring them along with us on our leadership journey.
And this is absolutely critical. Topics like AI, health, investor mindsets, these were all discussed at the forum. Misha, why were these specific topics and the other topics that were chosen so important to be discussed at the forum?
So, in keeping with what Joanne and I would have shared earlier, we are seeking to support the development of women, whether they are, as Joanne said, entrepreneurs or whether they are in their careers and seeking to advance their career development and growth. And so, what we'll do is to look at what are the topical issues that we can focus on that will at the end of the day ensure that we are providing key learnings to enable women to take ownership of their abilities and competence in any space in which they work and at the end of the day leave that the Power Summit enhanced and inspired and transformed to pursue their own personal and professional development. This year we would have looked at what then are the topics that would resonate to women and also be built around the theme that we focused on, which is in the and aligned with the International Women's Day theme, which is accelerate action. So the theme for this year's Power Summit was really looking at investing in women and how we accelerate progress. And so in that vein, we chose topics that would have been specifically geared towards that, women in health. We looked at things like activate her. How do we contribute to accelerating the progress of women in the work environment. I'll pause for that to allow Joyan to add to some of the topics that we would have chosen.
Thanks, Misha. Tahir, we really were quite intentional on the topics as we wanted to have a wide, holistic view of leadership and some of the factors that affect us as women leaders. Our speakers and panelists also spoke about those very important soft skills that were required, whether it be emotional intelligence, leading with grace, empathy, communication, networking abilities, all of these things that we need to help propel us to be stronger leaders. The conversation about AI was actually led by Miss Carolyn Shepherd, and that focused on providing a selection of AI tools that can aid users in delivering exceptional output in various aspects of work. So it highlighted the fact that while AI may appear daunting to some, the tools can really assist us in delivering better quality work and also save us time so that we can focus on other aspects of our leadership and our day-to-day responsibilities. The investor mindset one really that almost broke down the house, really. It was presented by Miss Marcia Armstrong, and that presentation really highlighted for those in attendance the real serious need to invest and how important it is to look at the type of investment instruments that you are utilizing to make your money really, really work for you and not just sit around in an account. So Marcia carried through the examples of having the attendees sort of like work out some of their investments and what they have as their day-to-day expenses, to over a long period of time to see, what that picture looked like and the type of investment you needed to be able to live the type of life that you want to live. So that was very good and resonated with our attendees. The other one that you mentioned was on women's health. And that presentation focused on menopause. And that was a real eye-opener in the sense of truly breaking down the topic. It's not a topic that you tend to find a lot of presentations in this type of forum being on, but we felt it was extremely important to talk about menopause and perimenopause and how that will affect women differently. In society, sometimes we tend to say, leave your personal problems at the work door. But, in essence, a lot of these problems can actually permeate the workplace. So having that very open conversation and that presentation and how it can affect women, as well as the wider, work environment was truly great. We had some very good conversations from women in attendance, as well as some men that we also had in attendance in leadership roles, and also speaking about, various types of opportunities that you can have within a business setting to be able to work with your teams and your leaders as they go about various areas of their lives that are just realistic situations that would happen and that can actually affect the workplace. So all of these discussions were quite engaging, and we thought that they were all encompassing to have those opportunities to talk about as it pertains to women in leadership.
This is certainly exciting, and I really hope that next year you perhaps open it up for males as well. Because on that health point, that was the question I was going to ask. Because you mentioned it, Joy, that the mindset previously was, oh, when you come work, you have to leave your problems at the door, and then when you go home, you leave your work problems at the door then as well. So it's like a vice versa. So when do you deal with the issues? But equally, I'm glad you spoke on menopause, on mental challenges as well, and equally too, postpartum is a big part of that, and that is a conversation that I think employers need to focus on that health, because maternity leave is for how long? And the reality is that for females, leaving the home after a baby, for example, to go back to work is a challenging thing. They may not, and employers will expect them to operate at the same pace, at the same level that they would have previously had before they were pregnant or during their pregnancy. But the reality is that it still takes a very long time. So I'm very glad that you have had these conversations. But going further, Pastor Misha, how can we expand and grow these conversations beyond the sphere of the BCCI, but more into the wider public? Because I think these are conversations that need to be had, especially with males, coming from a man.
So here, I just well, before I answered you though, I wanted to add to Joyen's contribution. I don't think we could omit to mention the fact that this year we brought in a speaker, a keynote speaker from Denmark, and she is a consumer behavior expert, Eva Steinsig. But what she brought was a blend of the cutting edge business insight, but also telling it in a very personal way. And what she left the room challenged and left persons in the room challenged was to understand that as entrepreneurs, as members of the business sector, how we accelerate progress in for each of us as business professionals. We really do have to be bold. We really have to be intentional in our choices and in choices in terms of even our decision making, how in this environment we're positioning our companies to grow for the future. We're in a very in a global environment that it challenges us as leaders in our decision making and how we tackle the challenges. And I think she really brought some powerful insights to us, and I really wanted to highlight that. I will then ask you to zero in back, just dial back to the question that you asked prior, but I think it was very important for me to add the point, this point that I wanted to make.
Yeah, so the question was, how can we take these conversations beyond, especially related to women's health, especially menopause, postpartum, and the other issues that women face related to health? And how do we take these conversations, especially to male employers?
I think it's about advocacy, and that is exactly why I would say we have to have women in the seat, at having a seat at the table to hear, because women understand women. Women are the best placed to advocate on behalf of other women, but at the seat of decision making. And I'll say this to here that. We have, for example, in Barbados, this a bold plan that the government has looking at the mission economy, and it speaks to how all of us as different genders, different partners, social partners, whether it's the private sector, whether it's civil society, trade unions, the fact that the dialogues that we need to have, the engagements that we need to have in order to catalyze change, it requires everybody coming together. It requires us keeping the lines of communication and engagement open. It requires collective action and collective advocacy in order for us to make. So whatever it is that we would like for men to understand in terms of the issues impacting women, it requires all of us coming together, all of us continuing to engage, all of us being willing to hear each other, and all of us be willing to walk together collaboratively in order to enact the kind of changes that we want to see at all levels, whether it is in our homes, and in our society, in the boardroom, in our work environment.
Yes, I hear you loud and clear, and it all boils down to advocacy. Joanne, what out of the entire day, what was the standout moment for you? What was the standout presentation for you? What stuck with you and what will stick with you for a very long time?
There was a common thread among many of the discussions, whether it is the speakers or in the panelists, that spoke about leading with grace, as well as giving women flowers where due. And when I speak about giving the flowers, I don't mean figuratively, although we love flowers, but I really mean recognizing the value that women leaders bring. And being able to thank them and highlight that to them. And sometimes that is difficult for some women to do to other women. And these little things mean so very much as you lead your teams and as you grow as individuals. So many of this book, the conversation spoke about that need to bring women along with us as we grow in our leadership. And not be afraid that we will be overshadowed by another woman leader. So that sense of support and recognition is so vitally important if we are to continue to break down those real and perceived barriers, like Misha spoke about, for our overall growth and development.
Misha, your standout moment?
To hear there were so many, but I think the presentation by Suzanne Boye, which spoke to a blueprint for success, where we aspire to go, how do we get there? It's how do we empower each other to rise? How do we empower ourselves to rise? And I think she had some very powerful standouts, in terms of the importance of us riding the waves, embracing life's waves, understanding that life brings us both successes but also setbacks, and therefore, how do we respond to setbacks? Do we look at them as opportunities? Do we embrace every experience and experience and that we have as learning moments? And I think as a young mother, Tahir, I look at our young people and I think it is Really, these are some of the life lessons. You know, our young people go to universities and they're taught academics, but there are some powerful things that we need to be instilling in our young people as they enter into the work environment to understand that you know, you may aspire to success, but at the same time, when we have setbacks, when we have challenges, these are also opportunities to grow and opportunities to always make a powerful comeback from our setback. The fact that she also spoke to embracing the mindset of continuous improvement, it is also something that it doesn't matter what point on the your journey that you are, it is important for us to understand that we never ever attain. There is just always opportunities for us to continuously grow and improve ourselves personally and professionally. And finally, her key takeaway for me was also about finding the balance in your journey. And more importantly, finding balance as we seek both in order to manage our professional life as well as maintaining our health and mental well-being. So those were some very, very powerful points for me, and as well as the power of network. It's something that we cannot underestimate. And I will say this to here, that when I think about the Power Summit and have looked at how it has evolved over the last 4 years, it has not only provided that opportunity to help people to grow professionally through the kind of intentional topics that Joyen mentioned, how we could, the kind of agenda that is curated to for the Power Summit each year, but it also provides that powerful platform for professional networking among the women and men who are both there as speakers and as well as participants.
Misha, that is so powerful indeed. Your point there on success, and people often think success comes overnight, and you have to believe in yourself, believe in your abilities, and know that you will fall short sometimes. So what you just mentioned there is so powerful. And I really hope that next year, this is not a plug for just myself, but I know many other people or they may be thinking it are listening to the program, that they perhaps want to come to this summit next year. So hopefully, Misha, I can be a part of it next year, although I'm not a female, but I look forward to it, most definitely. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Talk Business, brought to you by the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And we're reflecting upon the annual Power Summit that the Chamber held at the LESC in recognition and celebration of International Women's Day. It was to support the growth and development of women in the business sector. Joyanne, moving forward, people come, they get motivated, they get inspired, and oftentimes in this world that we live in, this very fast-paced world, you have to become more sustainable and do things over and disciplined over a period of time. How can we motivate people to not just be inspired for that one day, but take the lessons learned from that day and instill it into their daily practices from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year?
I want to go back to the theme of this year's International Women's Day, accelerate action. We really cannot sit around and wait for someone to tell us to move or try to motivate us. We have to stop looking at others. We just have to move. We need to set ourselves timelines. Those timelines need to be measurable. We have to work assiduously towards the achievement of our own personal goals with those timelines. It's not always going to line up perfectly, but we need to get out of our comfort zones and stretch ourselves and challenge ourselves with those objectives. So my key point that I would really want to be able to say is focus on you. Don't compare yourself to others. Focus on you and being the best version of you that you can make a positive difference. Because, like I said earlier, we are all leaders in our respective fields. And the type of resilience that we bring to the table as women leaders are those traits and views and beliefs that make an impact to make sure that we can get through any societal barriers, that we are leading with empathy and grace, that we are being adaptable, and like Misha said earlier, that we're able to network and communicate effectively. So all of those things help bring balance to who we are as leaders and make us a more powerful individual out there in our chosen professions and our personal lives.
Most definitely indeed. Most definitely indeed. We're coming to the end of the conversation. This has certainly flew by. But Misha, in closing, what is one challenge you would throw out there to a listener? They may be a student, they may be an entrepreneur, they may be working in the public or private sector, they may be a CEO of a company. What challenge would you throw out there to the listener to take away from this program today that they can inspire action, that they can inspire power, that they can inspire movement and growth to positivity?
Thank you, Tahir. So I'll close by saying this, that the Chamber, through hosting this Power Summit, we don't see it as just another conference. Our intention is that through this summit, we are inspiring and helping to inspire change. We're helping to ensure that we are empowering women in business in terms of how we through mentorship, networking, and through just continuing our advocacy. And so I'll close by saying this to here, that we as women in business, women at whatever level of the society, we must remember that our voice is the key to our advocacy, and that as women, we have to build bridges together, bridges of cooperation with each other, bridges that will become ladders, and ladders not for ourselves alone, but but ladders that we can use to help bring along other women as we climb our own ladders of success. Thank you.
Yes, building ladders for success, building ladders for growth, building ladders for betterment. And that is what we have to continue to build and grow in the society that we are living in today. And Misha, you are a testament to that. You are executive director at the Barbados Chamber of Commerce. Our country is perhaps testament to women leadership. Our president is a woman. Our prime minister is a woman. Our deputy prime minister is a woman. The head of the Private Sector Association is a lady. And BCCI is certainly championing women's leadership and a driver for regional business innovation. So hats off to the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industries for really having a successful, powerful power summit. And I really look forward to the continued growth and success as we move forward. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Let's Talk Business brought to you by the BCCI. It's been a pleasure. Until next time, God bless and please take care.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.